a darn good skier, too, so I can't think of a more deserving person to be the first to cross the finish line, even though it may be a couple, 3 days before the race.
That's giving him an edge.
Well, some of these politicians need a slight edge. He's a heck of a good skier. We're real happy to have him involved in it.
Okay, so the Birkbeiner now is this coming weekend. The events all start on Thursday, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are going to be the big days.
Yeah, the big race is on Saturday itself, starting at 9 o'clock right here at Telemark.
And anybody who wants to can come on up, and if they don't get in the race itself, why, they can always watch.
That's for sure. Good vantage points for spectators, and fun will be had by everyone in Hayward, Wisconsin this weekend.
Thank you very much, Bob Davenport, Mount Telemark, the Birkbeiner. Enjoy the great outdoors. I'm John Tekes.
A couple of news items just in. Bolingbrook firefighters, assisted by two other suburban departments, are trying to put out a blaze in the Wood Creek Apartments at Route 53 at 107th Street. Bolingbrook Fire Communications reports that one of the buildings is totally engulfed by flames. The building houses 15 apartments. There are no injuries reported at this time. The buildings are made of brick and wood. Firemen are trying to confine the blaze to the one building. And a woman has been found stabbed to death after firemen put out a blaze in her North Side apartment. Firemen found the body of 48-year-old Teresita Bassa when they entered her apartment at 2740 North Pine Grove to put out a fire which was confined to that apartment. A knife was embedded in her chest. The WBBM News Time is 10:29. Now for British Airways, Mr. Robert Morley.
You've enjoyed your celebration, America. Now it's our turn. It's the 25th anniversary of our Queen's reign, her silver jubilee, and British Airways cordially invites you to attend this year-long celebration. We'll have processions, parades, fireworks, races, flags flying, bands playing. Good heavens. This spring, the moment you board your flight, you'll find that Silver Jubilee has begun. You'll meet Her Majesty. On film, obviously, she can't be everywhere at once. Be served a Jubilee dinner fit for a queen. And if you take either our London show tour or our show and shopper tour, we'll have a special present. A Silver Jubilee souvenir book and coupons that allow you to buy at prices of 25 years ago. So with the exchange rate being what it is, even the bargains have bargain prices. Do call your travel agent or British Airways. This year we're going to give you the royal treatment.
British Airways has frequent non-stop 747 flights from Chicago to London. It'll be fair and warmer the rest of the night with a low in the low 30s in Chicago, a high tomorrow in the mid-50s. It should be a partly sunny, windy day. On Tuesday, increasingly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with rain likely. High around 50 degrees is forecast. It's 31 degrees at Midway Airport, 34 at the lakefront. At O'Hare Field, 33 degrees. The humidity, 61%. Wind south, 15 miles an hour. The wind chill index, 10 above.
News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Each day across our wide country, and even beyond its borders, I greet you to share a story. This time I invite you to sit at my table for whatever meal suits the occasion. I offer you a modest banquet of several courses. For hors d'oeuvre, for example, or an aperitif before the meal, may I suggest the most delicate hint of international intrigue?
Jake! There's someone at the door.
Relax, Lily. Train conductors are hardened to love.
No, not the inside door. Outside the train.
What?
Clinging to the outside door. Help me. Help me to get him in.
One guy must be crazy. Look out for the door. I'm going to open it. Give me a hand. Hold tight.
Jake, can you...
I hope so. It's him or me. Either I get him in or... Here I go.
Our mystery drama, Orient Express, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Mandel Kramer and Marion Seldes. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and General Electric Citizen Band Radios. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
It is a magic moment. You are at your Buick dealer's, about to drive home in your brand new Buick LeSabre. It's lean and trim, classic lines. It looks quite unlike any full-size Buick you can remember. You get in. A heady new car smell surrounds you. Your LeSabre feels the way it looks, tight. You turn the wheel a little. No wasted motion in this car. Big brushed metallic gauges look back at you. That V6 engine is doing great. You rub your hand on the seat. Six people could be really comfortable in here. You swing into your driveway. Your wife, the kids, the dog, everyone but the parakeet descends in the car and gets in. Off you go to nowhere in particular. Life and your new LeSabre are great. Maybe the dog shouldn't sit on the seats.
Is your bank open when you're busy and closed when you're not? Northwest Federal Savings knows that a good place to save is ready for you when you're ready. So Northwest Federal Savings is open 63 hours a week in all the places you might be. Because there are 5 convenient Northwest Federal Savings Centers throughout Chicagoland's great Northwest Territory. If you're shopping around Six Corners, there's a Northwest Federal west of Cicero Avenue on Irving Park. Saving in Des Plaines, Northwest Federal's just east of the Tri-State on Dempster. Cashing a check in Norwich. Northwest in the Harlem Irving Shopping Center. Live near Edison Park. Save at Northwest just east of the train station. Looking for a loan in Arlington Heights? We're at Algonquin and Gulf. 5 convenient Northwest Federal savings locations for all of your savings needs. Open 63 hours a week to satisfy them all. Northwest Federal Savings keeps the best hours yours.
It's Northwest Federal Savings time, 63 hours a week.
The Washington Bulletin began publishing proudly in 1800 with the birth of our capital city. For 175 years, it published uninterruptedly an independent newspaper, respected and admired for its continuity, its devotion to uncompromising faithfulness to the whole truth and nothing but. Sadly, it went under a few years ago and published no more. Its demise was just about the time of this story, though neither fact had a bearing on the other. The timing was strictly coincidental. And the year was 1969.
Jake Shaw.
My master's voice.
Yes, boss.
Jake, where the Sam Hill are you?
Right here, PM. Just stopped for a little drink.
Well, that figure.
From the water cooler.
That don't figure. Come on, get into my office. I got to talk to you.
On my way, my general. Hours not to reason why. Hours.
Get in and shut up. I got no time to hack around.
Your bad grammar is showing.
Never mind the way I talk. I got no time to bother about grammar right now.
Then why does that little blue pencil of yours have to be so busy revising the prose us hotshot reporters turn into you?
Well, that's different. That has to be read in the bulletin. We got to maintain a standard. How long will it take you to pack?
Summer or winter? Sport or sincere type suit, black tie? Or
whatever you figured be right for Berlin and points east and south.
Behind the Iron Curtain? Well, how do I manage that?
Well, that's up to you. Here. Airline tickets, expense money, contact. You're booked on the night flight to Paris.
I thought you said Berlin.
You'll contact our European chief in Paris. He'll bring you up to date on the latest on Stepanek.
Jan Stepanek?
That's right. We want you to cover his trial. Get the full story back to us.
But PM, he's being tried in Czechoslovakia.
That's right.
Well, would you please tell me how I'm going to get there without a visa, without a
passport? That's right. Is yours up to date?
Well, sure, but how do I get a visa for Czechoslovakia?
That's why you're going to Berlin. One reason, anyway. It's up to you how to get over or under the wall and on down to Prague.
Oh, come on, PM. What have you got against me? Why pick me to get my tail shot off? Or end up seeing red in some Russian hooskow.
I got nothing against you, Jake. I picked you because you speak German and some Czech, but mostly because you're the one guy I know I can get to take this assignment.
Well, guess again. I'm no hero.
Well, I'll top you. You guess who's in Berlin, back at the Odeon.
Lily?
How does that grab you?
Oh, no. No good. Nice try, P.M., but that's over and done with.
You too? You lit a pretty big torch, son.
Well, it burned out.
Why?
Well, two professions that don't mix. She circles the world, packing them into nightclubs to hear her sing. I circle it looking for someone to sing the right tune and give me a news beat. Trouble is, we don't travel in the same circles, and they don't cross often enough. So, we just decided to split.
You could have made an honest woman out of that girl.
Why didn't you marry her?
I guess her torch didn't burn quite bright enough for that.
I'm sorry. So you're turning down the assignment, huh?
Does a PFC thumb his nose at a chicken kernel? No. I'll take a crack at it.
Great. I wouldn't kid you. There might be some danger.
Yeah, I noticed the ticket was only one way. Auf Wiedersehen, mein Führer. See you in church.
Well, I hope not. You stay out of trouble.
What am I going looking for?
Danke, Herr Ober. Entschuldigen Sie, Fräulein. Ist dieser Platz besetzt?
Nein, aber ich muss... Jake?
Lily? I guess you'd rather be alone. Now more than ever.
No, please. Sit down. Have dinner with me.
An offer I can't refuse.
What are you doing in Europe?
Well, suppose I said looking for you.
Oh, please. Now, let's not start on that note.
Well, what would you consider the right one?
Old friends.
Now, that would be a switch. I'll try it on for size. What are you doing on this train? I heard you were in Berlin.
I had some business in Paris. Some thinking to do. You know I'm not fond of planes, and I had time, so I took the train. You?
Well, I had some business in Paris also.
And you have been on the train all the way? And I didn't know.
No. I flew to Bonn this morning. The planes were all booked, so I took the train. Kismet.
Yeah. You look thin.
I worry a lot. And I drink. You look tired.
I worry a lot, too.
About us?
It is not the time for us.
Never does quite seem to be, does it?
Now, let's not reopen old wounds. Oh, Jake, please, let's just forget an unhappy present and spend time talking about a happier past.
I don't see much future in it. But why not? Count my blessings. You're still as beautiful as ever, and every man in this dining car would give his eye teeth to be sitting in my place.
This is my compartment. Will you come in, please, Jake?
Now there's another offer I can't refuse.
Please, don't. You know why I asked you in.
I know why I want to think you asked me.
No time for that, Jake.
There never quite is.
Oh, Liebling, forgive me. There is so much else in my head now. I can think of nothing but what I have heard about Stepanek. After all, he's my countryman. Jan. Dear, sweet, wonderful Jan. I would give my life for him if I knew how. Now, you're sure he's going to be tried?
P.M. Barnes is, and if he says a potato's a pineapple, you better believe he's right. Didn't you pick up any information on your own from your Paris contact?
No, just that he'd been arrested. What will they try him for?
Search me. It's what my paper'd like to know. My guess, he deviated.
What?
Deviated from the party line. Zigged when he should have zagged.
No, that isn't very funny.
No, it isn't, Lily. But frankly, I find it just too tough to waste any sympathy on that party.
Jan Stepanek is a Czechoslovakian. More than that, he's a patriot. As much a patriot as Masaryk or Beneš.
Well, in spite of that, he remained in Czechoslovakia.
He has a wife and children.
Oh?
And other reasons. And he is no communist.
I see. I did pick up some feedback in Paris that triggered a notion he might be a contact man for our side. Was he?
I don't know, really. But knowing Jan, I'm sure he could have been. Oh, what will they do to him if they find him guilty?
They arrested him, Lily. If they intend to bring him to trial, he'll be found guilty.
Oh, Lord, no. Oh, poor Jan. He's so kind and so gentle. And when I think of what they may be doing to him now...
All right. Now, just take it easy, Lily. Easy. If it's any comfort to you, my bet is Stepanek is dead already.
Why?
Just a hunch. It's their pattern. I mean, just look, a closed trial. Secret. Why? No defendant, just a verdict.
But then why do you bother to go to Berlin?
It's the nearest place I can get to Czechoslovakia. I'd like to get through the wall and all the way. I'd give anything to show those bums up.
I'd give anything to save Jan's life if he's still alive. Even my own life.
You love him that much, huh?
He got my family and me out of Czechoslovakia when the Germans were occupying it. Smuggled us through. I owe him my life. Oh, dear God. He can't be dead. Hold me, Jake. Hold me.
I got you.
I'm still so insecure after all the terror. But I always feel so safe in your arms. I've missed you.
I've missed you, Lily. Oh, how I've missed you, baby.
Oh.
Lily, you do love me, don't you?
Oh, I... Jake. Someone at the door.
Train conductors are hardened to lovers.
No, not the inside. The outside door.
What?
Clinging to the train on the outside. Help me. Get him in.
The guy must be crazy.
Look out for the door. I've got it. Look out now. Here he comes. All right. In you come.
Jake, the door. I can't.
I'm with you. Okay, pull. Pull.
Are you all right, mein Herr?
Yeah. Danke schön. My apologies, Fräulein, for troubling
you. Well, I should think so. What are you, crazy? Where did you come from?
Another carriage. I cannot stay long. They're searching the train. Pull the curtains. No one must see me here.
Now, wait a minute.
Please do as he says, Jake. Over the inner door.
Okay.
Forgive me. I must talk quickly. You are Lily Vardas?
Yes.
Yes. You know Jan Stepanek when he was working in the underground?
Yes.
Would you wish to save his life?
Oh, yes.
Now, wait a minute, whoever you are.
For the sake of a man's life, spare me a moment. Fräulein Vardas, how well did you know Jan Stepanek?
Only for a short while, but long enough to love him with all my heart and never to forget his face.
You never knew he had a brother.
No.
All right, now look, that's enough. Who are you?
I am Konrad Stepanek. Jan Stepanek is my brother.
Oh. Well, what is it you want?
My brother's life. Look, these documents will buy it.
What are they?
The reason my brother has been arrested for trial.
What do they contain?
A detailed and documented expose of the Russian rape of our country.
But how will these save Jan's life?
Quickly. We are nearly to the station and the checkpoint. If these papers are brought to Berlin and placed in the right hands, they can be exchanged for my brother's safety. Now, observe. They contain no information that is not known by the Allies, so they are of little use to them.
Why are they so important to the Russians?
Like the Chinese, they are very conscious of face. They don't mind red hands, but they do red faces. They expect to be suspected, but they don't like being caught.
Red-handed.
Yes, as you say. That is very important to them. More important than my brother's life.
I'll take them. And what do you want me to do?
Why can't you hand them over yourself?
What do you think would happen to me? Even now I am dispensable. They're on my trail, searching the train for me. But Fräulein Vardas will pass through customs, out of the corridor and into Berlin without question. She is my only chance.
And what will I do in Berlin?
A man named Hans Müller will contact you. You can trust him. The password is Phoenix. It is all arranged. I am desperate. It's the only chance. I have to risk it.
Lily, don't get mixed up in it. Oh, wait a minute.
You have my brother's life in your hands, Lily Vardas.
Oh. Close the door, Jake. He's gone.
Of all the insane...
I'll help you. Come on.
I've got it. I can manage. Lily, you are not going to do what he said.
What else can I do? What is it, Jake?
Shot. Hard to see through the steam from the brakes. There's someone running.
Is it Conrad? Open the window and see.
That steam.
It's so dark. But near the station lights.
Whoever it was, they got him.
Was it Conrad?
It looked like him.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
We're in a station. Go quickly, Jake. Find out.
All right. What about the papers?
I'll take care of the papers. Trust me, Jake. I'll see they're taken care of.
What would any good adventure melodrama be without the papers? Of course, their appearance is only the beginning, usually. For the essence of the excitement is not the papers themselves, but what they are about. And how many people are desperate enough to want them? Well, no doubt we shall start to find out about that when I return shortly with Act Two.
This is Howard Cosell introducing the one subject about which I cannot speak with authority, CB Radio. But I'm not alone. Therefore, for everyone who hungers for knowledge, I question General Electric. Their answers make it apparent why GE is expert in CB. Listen to the words of Jim Tillman, GE CB Engineering Manager. Jim, give me one good reason to buy GE CB.
Performance, Howard.
A hackneyed phrase. Be specific.
Okay. There's been much speculation that 40-channel units have less power than 23s. However, GE's 40-channel models are engineered for maximum allowable power and exceed FCC guidelines on interference.
Maximum allowable power? Sounds like my good wife, Emmy. But seriously, Jim, it argues persuasively for GE CB.
Performance, another reason to buy GE CB. This is Howard Cosell saying GE. That's more than you can say about any other CB.
Just because you're the handyman at your house doesn't mean you have to do every job by hand. True Value Hardware Stores offer skilled power tools that work hard so you don't have to. The 6.5-inch circular saw is an essential tool if you're planning to remodel a room. Double insulated for electrical safety and comes with a combination blade and wrench for just $29.97. Another skill power tool from True Value Hardware Stores is the half-horsepower router and router table. The skill router makes fine furniture joints, cuts fancy edging on plaques and tables, trims veneer and has depth adjustment, and a built-in spindle lock to simplify bit changing for just $34.77. The sturdy router table has a miter gauge for safe cutting at any angle for just $11.77. See the complete selection of skill power tools at True Value Hardware Store.
True Value Hardware is more than just a name. It's a way of doing business that means
the long, sleek lines of the Orient Express glisten, a pattern of rain reflecting the station lamps. Orient Express. Oh, perhaps I hadn't mentioned, that's the train Jake and Lily are on. For in its day, you know, there was more than one Orient Express. The fabled one that ran south from Paris to end in Istanbul, Turkey, and the northern one, as mysterious and storied in its own way. The one we are traveling on, from Paris to Berlin, the train to which Jake is hurrying back rapidly and surreptitiously at this moment.
Lily, what are you doing on the platform?
Looking for you, Jake. You were gone so long. What happened?
Come on. Too many guys in too many uniforms. We don't want to call attention to ourselves. Let's get back on the train in a hurry.
But was it Conrad?
Yes.
And?
Climb aboard quickly while they're too busy to notice us. So far, so good.
Conrad. Was he shot?
Yes, killed, I'm afraid.
Oh, why?
The best I could gather, trying to keep out of sight in case someone took a pot shot at me, was for resisting arrest.
But killed by whom?
Now, there you have me. Look, Berlin's divided into four parts, so there were Russian, French, English, and American uniforms, to say nothing of some plainclothesmen.
But we're not in Berlin yet.
No, the train evidently was flagged down.
Why?
Well, I'd say to trap Conrad Stepanek and or the papers. Which leads me to something else I'd like to say.
What?
They're too hot to handle. Now, let's turn them over, Lily.
I can't.
Why not? If and when they search this train, as they've already started to do, how can you hide them?
I told you. I said I'd take care of them.
I wish I had never heard of Stepanek or his brother or the damn papers. All I want to do is make love, not war.
For some of us, Jake, it seems the war never stops.
Better brace yourself. We're about to be invaded.
It won't be the first time a Czech has had to suffer that.
Now, last chance, baby. Do we level or not?
I know nothing. That's what I shall say. Will you betray me?
If I could have just one look at what they're all about.
No, it's impossible. The envelope was sealed with wax and a signet ring.
Oh, you are a stubborn lady.
You of all people should know that, Jake.
Open up, special police.
Well, Jake, will you go with me?
I sure wish I knew where we were going.
Open the door or we break it down. I am Comrade Captain Grigori, Soviet Special Police. This is the compartment of Lili Vardash.
That's right.
Who are you?
Jake Shaw, Washington Bulletin reporter.
A newspaper man, no?
A newspaper man, yes.
My country does not hold a very high opinion of your so-called profession.
Well, that makes us even. My profession doesn't hold such a hot opinion of your so-called country.
What are you doing in this woman's compartment?
Come on, Captain Grigori, is one man of the world to another?
Mr. Shaw is an old friend of mine. We met by chance in the dining car, and he had just seen me back to my compartment when the train stopped and all this excitement happened.
Mm.
What is going on?
Everyone on this train must be searched and all the baggage.
But this isn't customs yet.
We are empowered by the East German Socialist Republic to stop this train. Newspaper man, you will come with me. My men will search you and your baggage, Fräulein.
Who is it?
Jake.
Oh. Thank heaven you're all right.
I'm fine. Oh. They tore my compartment apart and me, but I have nothing to hide. Now, what about you?
Close the door. As you see.
Oh, boy, what a mess. Just like mine.
They turned everything upside down. They ripped things apart.
They found?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Not a thing.
What did you do with them? Eat them?
No.
Throw them away?
No.
Then where are they?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes. And what's more, I'm going to...
No, you're not. This is my problem.
Lily, you're not going to throw me off.
But the train did.
What?
Threw you off your feet and into my arms.
Well, I never needed a train to do that. It happened the first time we met.
Oh, let's go back to that, Jake, and forget everything else for the little time we've left together.
Oh, no, Lily. I'm not letting you get away this time. I'm going to check into the same hotel with you.
All right.
And I want to look at those papers before you get rid of them.
All right. That might be arranged eventually, but not now.
Why not?
Let's call it a matter of priorities. Haven't we better things to do for this little while when we know we're completely alone?
Like what?
You never had to be asked before.
What are you up to?
Let's find out. Like the American saying, why don't you look this gift horse in the mouth?
Oh, have you got it wrong? I shouldn't even be doing this. Want me to help you get settled?
In my hotel room. I've been living in it for the last 2 months.
All right. I'll go on down the hall, unpack, shower, and be back in time to escort you to your late show.
All right. Don't be too long.
I won't. I'll get you there for your first number.
Fräulein Vardash.
How did you get in my room?
Easily.
What are you doing here?
Waiting for you, obviously. Do you know me?
No, I never saw you before in my life. Wait. Is your name Müller?
Correct. I'm sorry about the gun, but one has to be careful in these matters.
Also very prompt.
Your train was late.
Yes. You have a first name?
Natürlich. Hans.
And there was something else.
The word. Phoenix.
Yes. You know that Conrad...
We have been notified. A pity. The chance we all take. But you have the papers.
Not with me. I'm not a child.
Of course. I must warn you, the man with you is under surveillance by us.
He will do you no good, Herr Müller. He is almost as anxious as you to know where they are.
Why?
For his own reasons. He's very interested in my welfare.
The Herr Shaw is in love with you?
That is beside the point. You deal with me.
I want you to understand how important this is. I will stop at nothing to get these papers. I do not wish you to have any illusions.
And Conrad said you could be trusted implicitly.
In international intrigue, no one can be trusted implicitly.
But that makes it a little difficult to strike a bargain, Herr Müller.
Not at all. There is always the arrangement of mutual benefit. It remains only to find it. I have Stepanek. You have the papers. How do we make the exchange?
Suppose I ask the questions for a change.
As you wish.
You can promise me Stepanek is alive?
Of course.
I can see him.
That will take a day or so. But it is possible, yes.
Then there's your bargain. You show me Stepanek, and I will arrange to give you the papers.
I think it can be arranged.
When?
You will have to leave that up to me. This far, I can be trusted. But you?
In a matter of mutual benefit, why not? Beyond that, Jan Stepanek is my friend, and I would give anything to save his life.
Including your own?
I don't think that will be necessary.
I sincerely hope not. So, for once I feel I can break my rule, I will contact you before the end of your engagement. Tell no one. I feel I can trust you implicitly.
Well, that's most gallant of you, Herr Miller. But I prefer the unvarnished truth.
The truth?
This time you have no choice.
As you say, Fräulein, I have no choice. This time.
One more encore, Fräulein Wardasch. They come to the nightclub only to hear
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, I can't sing anymore.
But this is your last night.
Yes, I have many things to do and a plane to catch tomorrow morning.
But you were magnificent as always and will return soon to the Odeon Café, I hope.
I shall be delighted to, Herr Lanz. Now I must change.
Oh, there is a gentleman waiting for you in your dressing room.
Herr Shaw?
No, he is on the... I forgot. The Herr Shaw is on the phone, and he says it's urgent.
Why didn't you tell me right away?
Well, in my excitement, I forgot. I will have the call put through to your dressing room.
No, I'll take it on the wall phone backstage, sir.
So, yes. That is the one he is holding on.
Dankeschön. Hello?
Lily, where have you been?
The manager forgot to tell me you were on the line. Aren't you meeting me here?
You wait for me. I'm calling from a phone booth on the Kurfürstendamm. I'll be there in about 10 minutes, but listen to me carefully. Can I talk to you safely?
I think so.
All right, now listen. I don't know what you've been up to the last few days, and I still don't know what happened to those papers. But let me tell you something. I've just had information that they're worth a hell of a lot more than they were set up to be. Don't do anything to let them out of your hands.
What is in them, Jake?
I'll tell you as soon as I get there. But I'm warning you, don't let them out of your hands.
Jake, what could... Jake!
Anything wrong, Fräulein Wallach?
No, I hope not.
Oh, but you look so concerned.
Perhaps I am not used to having a man hang up on me.
Well, then, may I escort you to your dressing room?
No, that's quite all right. I can manage very well alone.
Guten Abend, Fräulein.
Herr Müller.
Once again with gun in hand. Unfortunately, circumstances dictate caution. Please to come in quietly and close the door.
Did Jake hang up in haste? Or did a hand stifle him from talking and other hands hang up the phone for him? Is the smiling and ubiquitous Herr Müller to be trusted at all? And will Lily stick to her side of the bargain now that Jake has warned her not to? Like a good soup being prepared to be served, the plot thickens. We'll be ready to serve it shortly when I return with Act 3.
Dune, the desert planet, has begun to grow green and lush. The 9-year-old royal twins are being groomed as messiahs. But there are those who do not think the Imperium needs messiahs.
Where are the royal twins? Get them! Get the children of Dune!
Children of Dune, Frank Herbert's best-selling climax to the classic Dune trilogy, now a Berkeley paperback.
Get the children of Dune.
In a distant land lives a little girl named Mary Lou, one of the lucky few. In her world, starvation, disease, and despair were facts of life. Now, thanks to foster parents' plan, she goes to school with clean clothes and enjoys decent food and medical care, benefits shared by her whole family. Become a foster parent for just $19 a month. You may change the way you feel about the world, about yourself. Write for information to Foster Parents Plan, Box 402A, Warwick, Rhode Island, 02887.
This is WBBM Chicago.
The deadline for displaying City of Chicago vehicle stickers and 1977 license plates is extended to March 1st. Now, don't stand in long lines in the cold. Just go to one of the over 600 currency exchanges in your neighborhood. They're open long hours, 6 days a week, and you get immediate over-the-counter license plate service. and fast delivery of city stickers with no waiting, no hassling. Time is growing short. Get instant license plate service and fast city sticker delivery at your nearby Currency Exchange Community Service Center.
There's a Currency Exchange Community Service Center close, close, close to you.
What do we do?
We cash check for you.
What do we do?
We write money order to.
What do we do?
Just listen. We make life easier for you.
That's what we do.
Well, there's a Currency Exchange Community Service Center close, close, close to you.
Take advantage.
Food stamps, too.
Now, if you're all ready to sit down and resume our interrupted meal, the soup, piping hot, is ready to serve and enjoy. And with it, our story, simmering through the first two acts, is ready for the final one. So without further ado, I might say, mesdames et messieurs, vous êtes servis. Or perhaps more correctly, meine Herren und Damen, the repast is ready.
Did you think I had forgotten our little rendezvous, Fräulein?
I'd hope not. But you come at the 11th hour, Herr Müller.
It's quite so. You plan to leave Berlin tomorrow by American army plane. A party of two or possibly three at midday. Yourself, Herr Shaw, and one other.
You are well informed.
It is my business. Well, shall we go?
Where?
To see Stepanek.
He is still alive, then?
Of course. You will see for yourself. Shall we go?
But I'm waiting for someone who expects to pick me up.
Herr Shaw, I presume?
Yes.
I don't think we should wait for him.
Why? You haven't done...
My dear Fräulein, you will remember that our pact is between us alone.
But you can't hurry me, Herr Müller. May I remind you that the papers are in my hands alone.
There is something else in your hands alone. Stepanek's life.
But...
Now or never. Which shall it be?
Now.
You see, Fräulein, this time it is you who has no choice. Welcome to East Berlin, Fräulein Wardasch.
We're beyond the wall.
The labyrinth of subterranean passages and underground rooms we have passed through brought us from west to east. A maze no stranger could trace.
Is that supposed to be a threat to make me afraid?
Not afraid, Fräulein. Just careful. Very careful.
I promise you, I will be.
Very well. It is too much to hope, I suppose, that you have the papers with you.
I told you before, Herr Müller, I am not a child.
To that I agree. Very well. Now you will see what you came to see. This way. After you. You are sure you can recognize Stepanek?
Quite sure.
He has changed, you know. People do in his position. You must be prepared for that.
What have you done to him?
What has he brought on himself? You are ready?
Yes, ready.
Sehr gut. So.
Jan. Jan Stepanek. Jan, what have they done to you?
He hurt you, little Lily. You find it hard to recognize me. Of course, a man loses 50 pounds, it makes a difference. A man lies abandoned in a stone box, scarcely room to move. The muscles grow slack, the flesh wastes. How much does a skeleton look like a man?
Oh, yeah, you're so sick.
Not only the body, but the soul.
Are you really the Jan Stepanek I knew?
Remember the scar and the broken arm in Trebec? These fingers from that awful night in Munich. Lily, help me, please. That I could bear, but not this. Not this.
Jan, listen to me. It's all behind you. I have your papers. They can be exchanged for your life. There's nothing to fear anymore. I'll arrange the exchange with Miller, and you'll be free. Jan, listen to me. Look at me. Believe me. Lift up your head and look into my eyes. Hope is not gone. Let me see your eye.
Lily.
Jake.
Oh, Lily, thank the Lord you're here. I've been going out of my mind the last few hours. Where have you been?
Where have you been?
Somebody zapped me in the telephone booth. Dumped me in the Oder or the Elbe, I don't know which. Anyway, it was cold and wet enough to bring me to before I drowned. I headed straight for the Odeon, but the manager there told me you'd gone back to your hotel. When I got here, found you weren't. Changed my clothes, talked the manager into letting me wait for you here. Now, that's me. Now you, Lily. Did you go to meet Stepanek?
Or what passes for him?
What about the papers? You didn't make the exchange?
No, not yet. I've arranged for tomorrow morning.
Now, look, Lily. Outside of you, that's the other reason I've been going out of my mind. Those papers, they're not what they're set up to be.
I have suspected that for a long time.
Now, listen to me. Just before I called you and I got the stiff arm, I'd been with an old chum who has a pipeline into army brass. He told me that they are blowing their tops because some joker had hooked a complete breakdown on the weaknesses and strengths of NATO. Complete figures. On troop dispositions, defense plans, nuclear capabilities, the whole works. Lily, not for nobody. I mean, not for nobody. Can we take a chance of that report falling into the wrong hands?
It's all right, Jake. There will be no exchange.
But what about, you know?
Jake, how fast can we get out of Berlin?
Lily, what is it, baby?
Everything, Jake, everything. I'm heartsick and I'm weary, and for the first time in my life, I'm scared. Or maybe it's just that I would just as soon be dead. How fast can we get away?
Well, as long as the papers are safe, we head on out. That army plane is still at our disposal. Just one call.
Then let's go, quickly.
All right, on a double. What about Stepanek?
Stepanek doesn't matter anymore.
You okay, Lily?
I'm here.
You could have let me go to the Teufelhaben gate and taken a stab at trying to get Stepanek through.
It's no use. I'd have gone myself, but he wouldn't have been there. It was only a trap.
A little backup might have been arranged. It might have been worth a chance.
A chance not worth taking. Let's not talk about it anymore. It makes me sick.
Because you feel you've run out on a friend?
Stepanek.
Well, who else?
That wasn't Stepanek I met tonight.
What? Well, the scars he showed you. The things he knew. Who was it?
Well, it's one of the things that make me sick inside. What men can do to their fellow men for power or money or gain. Miller, that
loathsome tote, so secure that the pitiful thing he showed me was so broken in spirit and body that no one could recognize him. But I knew. I knew.
How can you be so sure?
I think your hunch was right, Jake. I think Jan was dead long before this thing began. I knew it in the train. You see, I was sure that Jan never had a brother.
Well, then why?
Because, don't you see, I couldn't take any chances. In case Jan, dear wonderful Jan, was still alive.
And now?
Now I know. Because whatever else can be disguised, you cannot hide the eyes or what lies in them. This man's eyes were brown and Jan's were blue. The eyes I saw were not Jan's. His were as blue and tender and deep as a mountain lake.
Lily, I hate to bring this up now, but the papers. You're sure, are you, that...
We're being followed.
I've known it for some time. It was one reason I kept you talking.
What are we going to do?
Just hold on to your hat and pray the Marines arrive as scheduled.
What do you mean?
Around the next bend, I think. Our territory and a roadblock. I asked for it just in case.
How do we get through it?
We'll make it, don't worry. But I don't think our friends will care to chance it.
Geronimo!
Geronimo!
Let her rip, we're through.
What was that?
A little gadget known as a flamethrower. Guaranteed to stop even King Kong dead in his tracks. Lily?
Yes, Jake.
Now that we're safely out of it all and on our way to Paris, something occurs to me.
What's that, Jake?
That vivid description of Stepanak's eyes. How well do you have to know a man to describe his eyes so vividly?
Oh, very well.
Enough to be in love with him?
In love with Jan Stepanek. The man who saved me and my whole family from death? How could I fail to be in love with him? I remember back to the time when my whole world spun like a child's top at his slightest wish. His every look, his smallest command. I would have lied for him, stolen for him, begged for him. And if he'd asked me to jump off a mountain blindfold or dive into the deepest ocean with chains of lead around my waist, I'd have done it for a smile from that sad, grave face. And his eyes, I will never forget, no matter what they did to him. Dauntless, unafraid, clear, holding only one prisoner in them. Me, Jake. The most willing of slaves. In love. I loved him with all my heart.
Well, I guess that puts me right in my place again.
Why? That was so long ago. That was long before I ever knew you.
Lily, no man in love with a woman wants to hear how much she loved another man, no matter when it was.
Oh, are you so sure, Jake? Remember, Jan was, somewhere in his 20s, and I was 11, going on 12.
Now you ought to be ashamed. Putting me on the rack like that, you ought to be ashamed.
No, Jake. Just let me remember all the good things about Jan.
Of course. Of course. I have a terrible nerve.
No, this time. Don't retire quietly from the field, Jake. I've learned a big lesson. Nothing is more important than how people feel for people. And love is worth more than any career. And, Jake, I love you. There is no one else. There never has been.
That makes two of us, Lily. Two of us who just plain ought to be one.
Oh.
Oh, honey.
Oh, Jake.
Nice, hmm?
Oh, so nice.
Honey, just one thing. Honest, Lily, I hate to bring it up, but there is all sorts of brass waiting for us when we land in Paris. Where are those damn papers?
Oh, the papers.
Well, when you were finding out what happened to Conrad at the first station, I just addressed the envelope to myself and mailed them in the station postbox to me at the hotel in Berlin.
For Pete's sake, did they arrive before we took off?
No.
Well, then they're still there. We'll have to turn back and pick them up.
Why, Jake?
Well, after all the waves I've set in motion and the plaque I've stirred up, we can't turn up in Paris without them.
Oh, don't worry, Jake. This is my week for thinking of almost everything. They will be in Paris almost as soon as we are.
How do you figure?
Well, I did put a return address on them. If not picked up within 5 days, please return to Mr. Jake Shaw, care of American Embassy, Paris, France.
Oh, Lily, Lily, you know you are a genius. But what do you mean, almost everything?
Well, I can't do it all. You are the one who has to make a completely honest woman of me.
You mean at last? Well, why not? You've just proved to me that you're the only one who could have made me an honest man.
From soup to the sweet course, in one easy act. I hope you enjoyed the fare tonight, that it was to your taste. I might mention that the devious Herr Muller and some of his companions met an untimely end at that roadblock. So ends our meal. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back shortly.
Hey, America, let's face it. Our way of life is killing us. My name is Phil Foster. Now, did you know that last year over 1 million Americans suffered heart attacks and 650,000 of them died? Now, studies show that the very way we live may be responsible for this high rate. We puff away at billions of cigarettes a year. We indulge in mountains of fatty food, high in cholesterol and saturated fat. Many of us are still indifferent to exercise and neglect to have our blood pressure checked. Now, we're simply taking too many risks with our hearts. Learning the risk factors of heart disease. The American Heart Association battling our number one killer with everything they've got. For more information, ask your American Heart Association. And while you're at it, support their work with a generous contribution. So please, help us and give generously. We're fighting for your life.
Before we finish our coffee and say farewell, any questions? Lily and Jake? Yes, they were quietly married in Paris before returning to the United States. Jake is no longer a reporter. His book, The Second Time Around, or Czechoslovakia, Twice Raped, was the beginning of his career as a writer of contemporary history. Lily no longer sings, except, of course, with the older children, Jan and Jake Jr., and to the baby, who hasn't been named yet. On the other side of the curtain, all is silence. Men make their own prisons, and only man can set himself free. Our cast included Marion Seldes, Mandel Kramer, Hans Conried, Leon Janney, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Quickly, Jane, hold that basin while I sponge his wounds.
She's a fiend incarnate. I won't live through the night.
Nonsense, man, nonsense. You've nothing but scratches.
She stabbed me. Barely missed my jugular vein. I'm bleeding to death.
Courage, Richard. You'll survive.
But my arm. She sank her teeth into it.
We'll get the doctor as soon as we can. Just be calm.
Calm? She sucked my blood and said she would drain my heart.
Surely after this murderous attack, Grace Poole would be removed from the household. But weeks later, I saw the retreating form of the woman in gray and black starting up the attic stairs. Only while she was still on the stairway, from overhead, I heard...
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by General Electric Citizen Band Radios and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
With Stevenson was brief, and Skinner said he informed the senator that his replacement would have his full cooperation in making a smooth transition. Skinner will meet with Thomas Sullivan to discuss some uncompleted matters. As for his personal plans, Skinner slipped into football lingo and referred to himself as a free agent, saying he has played out his option. Although he has entered into discussion with no one, he has received offers from several law firms. The U.S. attorney says he will remain in public office on a part-time basis, but has received no offers from Governor Thompson. Skinner then shook hands all around with reporters, thanked us, and went back to work. This is Emery King.
We'll look at weather in just a moment.
Come to Ireland and find yourself singing each day.
This is Vincent Dowling of the Abbey Theatre, and I'd like to tell you something about Ireland and about the Abbey as well. You know, one of my favorite restaurants in Dublin is the National Gallery. Well, where else can you have lunch with Renoir for only $5? Then after lunch, a nice, leisurely drive to the Wicklow Hills where I live to relax and talk with the local people. My place is only 17 miles south of Dublin, and as you drive along our traffic-free roads, you'll understand why Wicklow is known as the Garden of Ireland. Then, for the finest entertainment, a seat at the Abbey will cost you less than $1.50. Not bad, that, for Ireland's National Theatre, the theatre that brought the world the works of O'Casey, Behan, Brian Friel, Singh and Yeats, to name but a few. So, for a free copy of our vacation planner, Ireland Personally Yours, write to the Irish Tourist Board at 224 North Michigan Avenue, Chicago, 60601, or see your professional travel agent.
John Passanati of the Warren Woody Agency of the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States knows life insurance. Call him at 321-7578. Look at the weather now. From Weather Command in Northfield, here's Forrest Archer.
Thank you and good evening. We're in for rather of a windy night. It'll be mostly cloudy and warmer than it has been for several days. We anticipate that the temperatures will hold about steady or possibly even rise during the nighttime hours. There's a 40% chance for some rain or snow. On Wednesday, it will be windy again. Cloudy skies, of course. The rain will begin in the morning. We'll anticipate a high of 44, cooler near the lake, and the chance for rain going up to 70. During the day on Wednesday, there will be a considerable amount of warmer air immediately to the south of us, and that 44 might have to be lifted up as the day wears on. Easterly winds of 8 to 18 tonight will become east to southeast, increasing to 12 to 22 and be quite gusty on Wednesday. Thursday we'll have gradual clearing. It will be colder and continued windy. Latest temperature along the lake shore, 36. It's officially 42 with winds out of the northeast at 8. This is Forrest Archer at Weather Command.
You know, in any given newspaper, on any given day, there are literally hundreds of private parties trying to sell their used cars. You might be one of those people. How would you like to eliminate all of the hassle of running an ad, staying home on weekends in case the phone rings, making appointments to show your car again and again? How would you like not to go through all that grief and still get top dollar for your used car? At Mancuso Chevrolet in Skokie, we want to buy that car. We don't want to steal it from you. Mancuso Chevrolet wants to pay top dollar, cash money, for your used car today. Why wait any longer? We're at 4700 Golf Road in Skokie, just a block east of Old Orchard Shopping Center. Be sure to bring your title and your price with you. Mancuso Chevrolet wants your used car.
These are the top stories in news tonight. The Archbishop of Canterbury says the Anglican Archbishop of Uganda was undoubtedly murdered. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau today encouraged President Carter to continue his efforts in behalf of human rights around the world. Sources say the Turkish General Staff today told U.S. Envoy Clark Clifford how the U.S. arms embargo affects Turkey's ability to carry out its NATO duties. The space shuttle and its jumbo flying carrier took to the air today for a second successful test flight. The prosecution rested its case in the second murder trial of Ines Garcia, who claims the man she killed had helped another man rape her. Those are the headlines in the news on News Radio 78.
Now a WBBM editorial with Vice President and General Manager William C. O'Donnell.
If there are as many suspended and unlicensed drivers on the roads in Illinois as the state police estimate, we don't see anything wrong with the spot checks of driver's licenses the police plan to set up. In fact, we see quite a lot right with them if they're done in an orderly fashion. We editorialize quite often about the dangers of traveling the Illinois roads. For one thing, licensed or not, a lot of people drive well over the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, and we think they create a danger on the highway. But this police estimate that several hundred thousand people are out on the roads when they shouldn't be is even more hair-raising. If some driver has been suspended, for instance, he shouldn't be driving a car. And even if someone has let his license expire, it probably means that he has forgotten some of the rules of the road that make a driver more conscious of the safety aspects of driving. Some of the rules most people only memorize when they take the test for a license. It may not be a bad idea for Governor Thompson to put a temporary hold on this proposed stop checking of drivers, at least until he finds out just what the state police plan was going to be. If they are only designed as a guise to stop people for any other reason, they would be unconstitutional and unconscionable, and he shouldn't allow them. But if, as promised, they are designed to be a spot check and thus a public safeguard, they will be a reasonable safety precaution for the state to take. That's our opinion. We'd welcome yours.
In the National Basketball Association tonight, Chicago beat Golden State 118-102. The New York Knicks over New Orleans 119-102. Buffalo 115, Phoenix 114. After three quarters, San Antonio leads Los Angeles 92-70. At halftime, Denver 73, Houston 49, and Boston at Portland just beginning. In the National Hockey League, Washington 3, Pittsburgh 1, the Islanders 2, Colorado 1, and St. Louis at Los Angeles just getting underway. One final in the World Hockey Association, Quebec 4, Indianapolis 2. In college basketball, Arkansas 63, Texas Aggies 62, Houston 78, Baylor 76, Maryland 81, Wake Forest 80, Louisville 95, Northeast Louisiana 65, Providence 84, Villanova 71. Wheaton beat North Central tonight 97-82, Rose Holman over Illinois College 86-71. Some other scores around the country. Drake 88, Wichita 78. In Indiana, Franklin beat Indiana Tech 81-78, and Indiana Central 90, St. Joseph's of Indiana 87 in overtime. Back east, Maryland beat Wake Forest 81-80. At sports on News Radio 78.
This is Spectrum on the CBS Radio Network. Personal opinion on issues of public interest from six different viewpoints. Now one of those perspectives.
I'm Murray Kempton. The Congress's inquiry into the assassinations of John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King seems to be wallowing into a splenetic incoherence hardly unfamiliar to the affairs of that sacred institution. The House Select Committee on Assassinations has gone astray before it has begun to search. But even if its business had been pursued undistractedly, there seems little chance that it could have ended with the overthrow of the official judgments already registered. The proposition that Lee Oswald acted alone in killing Mr. Kennedy seems to sit upon a foundation of evidence formidable enough to endure successful assault. The King case has, of course, been less securely closed. But the likelihood is that if the House committee had gone about its work to any real purpose, the consequence would have been less probably the detection of any unindicted co-conspirators than the extreme embarrassment of two powerful government agencies. The CIA would have needed once again to explain its dealings with gangsters, with Cuban exiles insufficiently more savory, and perhaps even with Oswald himself. And the FBI would have been at further pains to recite the unlovely details of its harrying of King. The House of Representatives is, to be sure, quite capable of making a mess without needing anyone else's help. Still, it is hard not to suspect that it had some assistance from the FBI and the CIA. Nothing else could as plausibly explain the precipitate collapse of the public reputation of Richard Sprague, the Assassination Committee's choice to manage its investigation. Sprague came to Washington trailing clouds of glory. All of a sudden, there appeared in the papers a detailed exposition of the faults he had displayed as an assistant district attorney in Philadelphia. Journalism is seldom directed towards close scrutiny of public prosecutors, who belong to the news-producing class, which, since it grants the favor of information, is generally returned the favor of uncritical respect. We strain our imaginations to the point of torture when we conceive of newspapers curious enough to search out Sprague's record. All we know of customs suggests instead that they were handed a package. The wrapping of packages for the disablement of their enemies, actual and potential, is a standard procedure for the CIA and the FBI. Sprague is so willful a fellow that he might have ruined himself in time, but the agencies that had most to fear if he didn't may well have managed the assassination of his character before he had his chance even to examine theirs. I'm Murray Kempton with Spectrum.
Six personal opinions on Spectrum, Monday through Saturday. Views not necessarily those of this station or the CBS radio network.
A lot of people are buying Chevys and Buicks and Fords and paying $8,000 or more for them. To those people, we say, you could have had a Cadillac. At Hanley Dawson Cadillac, you can order a 1977 Coupe de Ville for less than $8,000. So why would you drive anything else? If you have $8,000 to spend for a car, you're important to us. Respectfully, Hanley Dawson Cadillac, 630 North Rush at Ontario.
We're still in the midst of our coldest winter in history, but there's a definite warming trend in store for all who visit York Furrier of Elmhurst during their 45th annual Midwinter Fur Sale. Every fur in York's vast collection has been reduced 20 to 50%, including York's famous natural mink. So if you love fur, but insist on great value, visit York Furrier now during the Midwinter Fur Sale at 107 North York Road in Elmhurst.
This is John Madigan, viewing the press. The Chicago chapter of the Women in Communications will present its annual awards for investigative journalism in the Drake Hotel March 24th. I hope the good women live up to their promise to be more careful this year than last. After last year's ceremony, the husband of a member of the chapter called me with a tip that the women and Channel 7 had combined to exaggerate the worth and the significance of a series the station had presented titled Judging the Judges. The series, dealing with alleged leniency of judges, was heavy on innuendo but weak on proof, and in so doing, maligned judges Joseph Power and James Murray. The award presentation inaccurately claimed they were removed from the court as a result of the series. You see, Channel 7's publicity department had hypoed up its statement accompanying the contest entry, and the women communicators took the bait. It was all pretty sneaky, a series doling out guilt through innuendo, assumption, and quotes out of context, and award copy misleading the judges. Judge Murray made formal complaint to the station and the organization. The attorney for Channel 7, Thomas Sullivan, who incidentally has just been recommended to become the U.S. attorney here, took the position that Judge Murray's